Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. This is the Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Another amazing guest with us today. Before we get to that, guys, I want to let you know that this show is sponsored by TraderCobb.com, where you can go across to the website and gather all your crypto trading education needs. Be sure to join up to the free bi-weekly video newsletter where you can plug into myself and my team with all things trading crypto. Today's guest, Leon Gerard Vandenberg, otherwise known as LG. He is the CTO and platform evangelist for Solara Australia. Thank you so much for being with us, Leon.
Thank you. Really good to be on the show.
Mate, so I'm really fascinated by the project that you've got here with Solara. Before we get into that, do you just want to give us a little bit of an introduction on yourself, your background, and how you got into this space?
Yeah, my background is, wide and varied. I grew up on a farm in Canada, went to a top engineering school after deciding that, working hard on the land was probably half my life, to the vagaries of weather and the markets, being a farm boy. Was not going to be worth it. I was headhunted into defense, and I spent a good bit of time in Adelaide doing some work in early stage wireless, and I created a smart card system with a very good team out of Adelaide called U.S. Navy Cash. That was a centralized money pool, and I've been dealing with embedded devices, security platforms, things like smart cards and SIM cards, and making things work using type of crypto strategies before crypto was money. So when Bitcoin came along, I dove in with both feet. And this is really a culmination of my learning, 2 decades in crypto, and 7 years now in the blockchain space.
It sounds like you've kind of been nurtured almost to be the right man at the right time in the right space, which is really, really good to have. There's no doubt. So let's get into Solara. I've had a good chat with you at a couple of different events. We do happen to share the same city, which we're very fortunate to do, a wonderful part of the world in Sydney. And I want to learn more about Solara. So could you just tell us a little bit about what you're trying to achieve with Solara and effectively what Solara actually is?
Yeah. Well, Solara is both a technology stack, and that technology stack will beget a type of platform play. And Solara is really based on this sort of concept of taking an IoT sensor and minting crypto as energy is created on top of a solar panel. I was a Bitcoin miner early on. I got in pretty early with Bitcoin mining. I lost a bunch of coins at Gox. But that's a different story. And the learning and the sort of itch in the back of my head was that how can I make blockchain math happen by producing green energy? And ultimately, Solara is a platform that will turn into an energy generative blockchain. What do we mean by that? We put a sensor on each solar panel, and as a little heartbeat of energy goes through the panel, it streams electrons when the sunlight hits the panel. We take a little data set, a little mathematical proof, as that energy goes through the solar panel and the optimizer circuit that most solar panels have. This is quite unique because we're creating a mathematical property right or a mathematical proof as the energy is produced. We chain one mathematical proof to another prior proof, and we start to make these little mathematical data sets off the solar panel. We accumulate those before they hit the inverter that most solar panels will need to produce a marketplace for electrons. But we're also creating a data set, a very big data set for machine learning and ultimately forecastability and stability of the solar farm production. You need to be able to predict when to dispatch electrons. And that's really what our Solara hardware modules do. Solara hardware modules are the sensor, and they have this little SIM card or security element inside it as well. And this combination of my learning in the industry and, I guess, taking a different flip on what is Bitcoin mining, we call it proof of fusion rather than proof of work. And these little mathematical proofs accumulate and provide a real practical use. The first practical use is shared ownership of the solar panel. We can do crowdfunding of solar. Anyone who owns a token of the solar panel project can really earn a right to both the electron yield and the data market yield off a solar farm or a small community solar project. And that's really the main use case, Horizon 1, of these little Solera platform modules, Solera hardware modules.
So is it the data that you're collecting, obviously that you've sort of covered multiple facets just that the data you're collecting, is that really to help to optimize the best output for each of the solar panels in different various parts of not just Australia, but the world?
Yeah, ultimately we're starting in Australia because there's a very good price opportunity to be innovative in the marketplace. We've got the most expensive energy in the developed world, and we have lots of solar. So that we see solar industry as the best way to play this IoT sensor market. And we picked energy because it's a really democratizing type demand. We want to give people access to the solar panel data and to the solar production yields. And what we're doing is really providing this fractional ownership of the asset and a fractional ownership of the offtake. The data is necessary so that we can provide this innovation, this permissionless innovation behind the smart meter. Most retailers capture all of the electrons and any sort of market opportunity after the smart meter. So we're really providing an innovation layer where people can participate in the marketplace behind the meter. And this is for solar communities and solar farms, and it allows a different type of ownership strategy in the solar industry.
Okay, so let's talk about this ownership strategy, because that's what fascinates me. Okay, so it's not just in Australia, but globally. Australia is a very good market for this because the prices here are horrible. The solar output is immense. The space is huge. We could literally power the whole world, I think, with all the space that we have that we could put solar panels. And that's just in the desert, not talking about roofs. We've got a huge resource here that we seem to be neglecting. Solara is one of the projects out there that is trying to help to tap that to create an environment where we incentivize projects to build more solar and also to provide, from what you're saying, is a bit of ownership of that and sort of funding for that. Now, from my point of view, what I find interesting and I want to touch on more is, you know, I'm a trader, I'm an investor. So as an investment portfolio, if you want to be able to sort of take the foot off the gas, retire, or, you know, have complete freedom of your life, which is effectively what trading, investing in business is for, you want to sort of live the life that you want to live, you need to have a yield providing asset. And the yield providing asset is essentially somewhat of a passive income. Now, what you're saying is Solara provides the utility holder, i.e. the investor in the solar farm, the panel, whatever it may be, with a yield. That's what I find very interesting, and I think what the listeners will find very interesting. Do you have an idea roughly on what that yield will be?
Yeah. So the Solara platform, right now we're offering tokens as a utility token. The utility token becomes a project, and that project token is really where the yield is. Rule of thumb in the solar communities and solar green funds is around 7 to 9% return for a 7 to 10 year period. And that's a kind of passive sidecar investor type yield that all you need to do is provide a fractional starter bit of money, and you can participate in these green projects. Most of the time in these community energy projects and solar farms, the debt instrument or the debt side of the project locks you in for 7 or 10 years. And what we're trying to do is to provide, of course, a tokenized economy approach to this, where there's liquidity post issuance of the project. So there's a secondary market. And in fact, the Solara platform will be a market of multiple solar farms. Each solar farm will have their own yield characteristics. Each solar farm would have their different stakeholders and community models for returns. And returns don't have to be money or electrons. They could just be benefits for a community.
Okay, it's very interesting. So you're talking about a pretty decent looking yield there. I mean, people that have invested in property, if you can get 7 to 9%, you're doing absolutely amazingly. And that's kind of in your commercial property.
Yeah, so one example is, Vic Super owned part of the Ross River project in Queensland, along with HESTA. So the Ross River project is a very big solar farm, over 100 megawatts. They have a guaranteed return as a debt provider for that solar farm. But that's a super company. What we're trying to do is use blockchain technology to take the financing technology stack out of the hands of merchant bankers and put it in the hands of consumers and even your own self-managed super fund. So this is the ultimate stance that we have in our market entry model. First is creating the infrastructure, and then later on with project partners, finding a way to craft a yield on this for each project.
Well, that's very interesting. I want to ask one more question. I want to ask another question building on the Solara model. I mean, obviously, I think you are at a raising point right now, which you can bring up in this question as well. Let us know whereabouts the project is at. But yep. Partnerships, you know, you're going to need to have a lot of them. You're going to need to have a consistent amount of partnerships for this to work, unless you're just going to go out there, buy the land and create the farms. You're going to have to want to work with solar. So what partnerships have you got in line at the moment, and how quickly can you sort of, from the end of your raise, instantly go and start running this model?
We're getting our hands dirty already with projects, and we have partnerships with that are people that are already active in the solar installation market, 360 Utilities based out of Victoria, and Power Vault Global here in New South Wales and Queensland. We're working with people that already are on the tools that use existing solar panel vendor mix and also a type of storage strategy to allow us to put our sensors in their various installations and progress forward from there. We're in discussions with Singleton Solar Farm, which is based out of Singleton, just outside of Newcastle as well, to start with a capability there to put our sensors on their solar farm, which is 400 kilowatts, but they want to upgrade to 4 megawatts or 5 megawatts of capability. So there's a number of different community models and infrastructure models that we need to scale into. Building a business that can scale, we want to be the guys that assist the people on the tools. We're not going to be building solar panels. We're going to be providing the technology to measure them. And this allows us to be not so capital intensive and allows us to scale a standard. In a way, in Australia, there is no standards for this kind of stuff. So we're trying to be the industry best of breed way to provide measurement and shared ownership across solar farms and solar projects.
Okay, cool. And I mean, whereabouts are you in the project as far as from, you know, obviously there is an outsourced project where you're trying to raise now. Where are you with that? Are you at private? Are you at, where are you?
We're in a private token sale and a private equity placement. This is not a public kind of offer yet. So, disclaimers you can read when you see my video presentations on YouTube. But we've been through wholesale investor and we've been through a bit of a token promotion. We're in discussions with, let's call it crypto whales and industry partners that are active in both the crypto space and securitized tokens and people that want to provide this kind of packaging for their industry stance and market entry into Australia. There's other retailers and other technology providers that want to enter the Australian market. They view this from the outside looking in as very lucrative. So we're in discussions to get our minimum raise, which is $5 million US for tokens and $1 million in equity. And we've made Solara Australia a public unlisted company in preparation to do a crowdsource fund as well. So we really want to offer two things in the market when we're ready for a public stance. It'll be a public sale for a token, which is a utility token called the Sol token, and then an equity ownership via crowdsource funding. If you want a piece of the business, then that'll be through a platform like OnMarket or Equitize or VentureCrowd. And those sorts of platforms, ultimately, we want to participate in our project funding downstream to build this market of solar projects.
So the question that I know that a lot of people that will be listening right now will be thinking is, what's the difference between Solara, WePower, Electrify, PowerLedger?
Yeah.
I mean, that's we need to know that. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, you've got a point of difference. So let us know what it is.
Yeah, so we provide these mathematical proofs, the certificate of origin that these electrons created this digital asset on the panel. Right now, PowerLedger, you know, they've been very successful. You know, props to them. They're building a team out of Perth and other projects in Melbourne. They would be able to take our output from the solar panel and put that into their trading system. Electrify Asia, we've been in discussions with Michael Lim and those guys there. Another going concern, very good participation with their crowd sale. They would take our green asset and put that into a green PPA for supply to corporates in Asia. So we provide a necessary technical ingredient for these type of blockchain trading platforms. We're not going to be a trading platform. People are doing that already. our synthetic built off the solar panel plugs into the Energy Web Foundation, energyweb.org, which is a fork of Ethereum that really works as a type of ecosystem blockchain. It's an industry alliance that uses blockchains to provide these other services in a blockchain transactive type grid. And we're the guys that want to be the people that legally perfect the energy asset class coming off of solar, and then later on downstream with storage and other renewable sources. So we're really skewed our behavior into renewables, whereas Power Ledger is doing the same. They have to trust the smart meter. And in our proof, we prove and trust the solar panels. It's a distributed root of trust. It doesn't come down to the panel to the smart meter company. And these smart meters also are not really accurate at some point. You can't go have a fight in the courts, about some smart meter log discussion. You have no forensic grade data to provide proof on your generation side. So there's lots of ways that we provide additional value in the ecosystem. And eventually the energy markets will start to trade on 5-minute intervals. Right now it's a 30-minute interval with 5-minute updates. And we provide interval data of 5 minutes. And this resolution is really what's coming off the panel for future forecasting. So this is really where our differences are, is that we got certified green electrons. It will flow downstream to corporate Australia, that people want green PPAs instead of greenwashing and saying that they're buying green energy. They'll be able to prove it. So there's a range of ways that we provide value in a different way than Power Ledger or Electrify or WePower.
And you can effectively plug into what they're provided already, right?
Yeah, we just want the ecosystem to grow, and we want to give this democratized access. When you mint a solar certificate off a project with our sensors, you own these as a property right. It's not a contract. It's a property right, a virtual property right. Australia is the best place to do this. We've got the strongest property rights laws in the world.
So my final question that I ask to all the guests across the show is we get compared quite a lot to the internet, okay, with blockchain. 1993 to 2000 was sort of the modern uptake of basically of the internet and commerce being done on there. Whereabouts do you think we are with blockchain now, comparing 1993 to 2000? If that's the scale, where do you think we are at the moment?
Yeah, I know what's happening under the hood in lots of these projects. We are still at, 300 baud kind of modem. You can watch the transactions, go through the market. We're just like watching those LED lights on my 300 baud modem. I could see the packets going out to the copper. This is really where we are in 300 baud modem stage. We're not even near the 9600 or happened after that, 192 on my Hayes modem. This is where we are. The market still needs to evolve. There'll be platforms that move transactions very quick. So the Energy Web Foundation has backed the Parity build by Gavin Wood. It runs a system called Proof of Authority for its trading network. That runs very fast, 3 seconds settlements. So this will start to get faster, and the pipes will get fatter. What we're trying to provide is this hardware proof of fusion that is really unique. No one can unbake that mathematical proof that's minted on your solar panel.
So we're still in the 80s, or are we in the 90s?
We're in the early 90s.
Early 90s.
Yeah. I got started in Canada on an X11 packet network that was CompuServe. So my entry path into the internet was very slow. It was very expensive phone bills and very expensive CompuServe bills to figure this all out. So
I bet. Back in the good old days, mate. Well, look, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on the show, Leon. I'd like to ask you to let everybody who's listening know exactly where they can find more information about yourself, the project, and how to take part if that's what they wish to do.
Sure. Please hit our website and register for our Telegram group, Solara, SOLARA.io, /whitepaper. We'll get you our whitepaper, /flyer. We'll get you into our flyer, /Telegram. We'll get you into our Telegram group. I'm on Twitter. I tweet profusely about things I like, I don't like. Some of my opinions there are my opinions and not the company's. And I'm at Leon_Vandenberg, and that's my Twitter handle. Solera also has a Twitter handle, Solera_IO. And thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure. It's been great having a chat with you, Leon, understanding the Solera Australia project. I wish you all the best going forward. I'll no doubt see you around. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Leon, I believe, will be at the Bitcoin and Blockchain Fair in Melbourne coming up this weekend.
Yeah, on Saturday I'll see you.
Yeah, so we'll be there for the 2 days. Come and say hello if you're in the area.
Yeah, please come by and query us, and we will be doing some AMAs, and you'll be able to ask me anything, and I've always said that. You know, we need to decode this into something that Joe Public can understand. And really, this will be a simple app that you'll be able to download and participate into Project Solera.
It's going to be fantastic. I look forward to keeping an eye on what's going on, Leon. And seeing you in Melbourne, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Leon Gerard Vandenberg of Solera Australia. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Now, guys, just to remind you, this show is proudly sponsored and brought to you by TraderCobb.com, where you can go across to TraderCobb.com and get all your crypto trading education needs. Sign up to the free bi-weekly video newsletter to keep track of everything that's going on in the crypto trading world. Have a great day. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast. Check out TraderCobb.com because experience matters.